anything new in terms of predictors of hemoptysis with bevacizumab and what your thoughts are about the mechanism of what's going on? And people seem to think maybe it's response, but what are your thoughts?
Well, we know that hemoptysis is probably the best predictor. So if you have somebody who has hemoptysis, you will get into trouble. Brain metastasis, people tend to irradiate now and give bevacizumab if they are really under control and got smaller. People try to get away from very central, very big tumors that are very close to big vessels. And then cavitation. If you have already a cavitation, it may be asking for trouble. So really being able to predict this, it is not very easy. Squamous cell carcinoma doesn't seem to be that strong predictor anymore.
Is that right?
Yeah. So it is more central location. I think David Jones presented some data recently at some meeting, I don't remember.
That's interesting because I interviewed Alan Sandler, I think, a couple weeks ago because we do these patterns of care studies of oncologists where we ask them, and actually the oncologists are looking at location.
Again, it's retrospective data. I'm not sure how. Yeah. Yeah, squamous cell by itself can give necrosis, so it may make the tumor more prone to bleeding. But you still need to have a major vessel in the surrounding to be able to bleed to death. So I think that location really is important, and maybe the dimension of the tumor.